Let's take a look at sports. Vladimir Tarasenko scored 2 goals to give him 34 on the season, and Zach Sanford added his first since joining St. Louis to help the Blues complete a regular season sweep of San Jose Sharks with a 4-1 victory on Thursday night. St. Louis remains 2 points behind Nashville for third place in the Central Division and 4 points up on Los Angeles for the second wild card spot. All-star catcher Salvador Perez should be ready for Kansas City's season opener after tests showed there was no structural damage to his injured left knee. The Royals, though, are still concerned about his hyperextended left elbow. Middle Tennessee State and Xavier pulled off the biggest upsets during the first round of the NCAA tournament yesterday. The 12th-seeded Blue Raiders rode Reggie Upshaw's 19 points to an 81-72 win against Minnesota. Trayvon Bluton scored 21 points and Sean O'Mara had 18 in the Musketeers' 76-65 decision over Maryland. Top seeds Villanova and Gonzaga have moved into the second round of the NCAA tournament. Indiana has announced that Tom Crean has been fired as the men's basketball coach after going 166-135 in 9 often lackluster seasons with the Hoosiers. Crean won 2 Big Ten regular season titles over the last 5 seasons, but he went 18-16 this year and missed the NCAA tournament for the 5th time since taking over the program. Crean came to Bloomington following an NCAA scandal that gutted the program. NL Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer probably will miss the Nationals' opener against Miami on April 3rd because of a stress fracture in his right ring finger. Scherzer has thrown batting practice twice during the spring training but has not appeared in a big league exhibition game. The 32-year-old right-hander was 20-7 last season. For KMST Sports, I'm John Larson.